Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us now. Even people in very high places still have trouble with cell phones, huh, Gov?
Tell me about it, man. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who to call on this one.
No big deal, man. Thank you for making time for us, as always.
Always, man.
All right. Last week,
I've been curious listening to the conversation about Tua, man. This is a complicated one.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but like I looked up, and this is his third one, Gov. And there have been many people go beyond three. So I told JP I think he's playing again.
You say you do think he's playing again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, after seeing the second one, as bad as that looked, and when people were like, how do you come back from that one? And he came back from it. His family was good with him coming back from it. This is a hard sport. He loves this sport, and he is a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete and a phenomenal quarterback. And the truth is that the Dolphins, they will live and die on Tua, this whole season. But it's for a lot of people, it's just really hard to watch, him go through this on live television, you know, every X amount of weeks.
You know, and what I'm surprised at is that it's only his third, because it's been multiple times he's been slamming. He came up and then looked like he was out of it, but they say this is his third one.
Yeah.
It was more than that. Like, people always ask me how many I had. I was diagnosed with one. One documented. I'm sure I had more than one.
Sure.
you know what I mean? But I had one documented.
I mean, Gov, even in your playing days, it used to be, okay, you got your bell rung, you get some water, and you go back in, right?
And that's the thing. There was no protocol. Right, it wasn't like you had to pass a bunch of tests. It was someone looking in the eyes saying, "You good?" And like, "I'm good." Like, I get back out there.
Totally.
There was no protocol that they put in place yet. So that's right.
All right. Well, you had a very good week picking games. 3-2. Anytime you're over 500, you're winning. And last year, you finished almost plus 20, I believe. Like, you're good at this. Are you ready to rock this week?
I am, man, but the thing is that it was our hometown teams that let me down.
I know. I am wondering.
They may bounce back for you this week, though.
I am wondering if you took the Commanders out of hope instead of necessarily what you thought might happen on the field.
I did, because it's difficult to you know, bet against, you know, a hometown team, especially on week one.
Right.
But I tell you what, Jaden Daniels showed out, and they didn't get the win, but I think, especially of all the other rookie quarterbacks, you look at his performance versus Bo Nix and versus Caleb Williams.
Sure.
I mean, he did a really good job, all things considered. It's just that defense, I mean, you can't play like that.
Looks bad.
That defense just looks really, really bad. Really bad on week one.
Well, yes, here's what's good news for that defense. Daniel Jones is coming to town. Now he's
that's not really good news, though, Jay, if you look at the record.
What we'll start with the Commanders. Commanders, Giants, who do you like?
I mean, honestly, the reason after what I saw last week, a big reason that I'm going with the Commanders is because it's against the Giants. Because as bad as that Commanders defense really looked, the Giants offense, I'm just not sure what's there. It's going to be, and also, you know, it's the first home game. There's a new energy that always happens, with home games and home openers. We got some real holes on this defensive side. But Jaden Daniels, I'm telling you, like, and we talked about this in the preseason. I genuinely think that he has the potential of being something special. I think the offensive line has still got to get tighter. He still needs more time in the pocket. And, you know, what he did week one in terms of being able to use his legs to get out of tough situations was great. You just can't rely on that, particularly on a rookie quarterback. It's not fair to the rookie quarterback. But I don't see where the firepower from the Giants comes. I think the Giants can have a really difficult time winning a handful of games this year, and one is not going to be down here on Sunday. So I think the Commanders win this one.
There you go. I think possibly two of the worst teams in football will be visiting the state of Maryland this week. The Ravens take on the Raiders. I don't think this one's close.
I mean, listen, the only thing I'll say about the Raiders is Crosby's the real deal.
Oh, he is.
He is the real deal. He is a problem for a lot of folks to be able to deal with. He's a special talent. I also know that he can't do it on his own. I think what the Raiders gave up, like 175 rushing yards last week. I mean, you can't.
They're going against the wrong team to be doing that.
Exactly, and you're right. The Ravens are the wrong team to not have a good run stop defense, because when you're talking about Derrick Henry, when you're talking about Lamar Jackson, and you're talking about at home, that's just a bad equation. And I do think that and again, one thing about the Ravens, I mean, we lost last week and that sucked, but I've never heard so many conversations about the size of big toes or what color shoes they should wear. Even though they did not play a great game of football, they played a good game of football and almost knocked off the Super Bowl champs.
Sure.
So I still am very, very bullish about our Ravens. And I do think that this week is a rebound week, and let's hope it goes well. But I do think the Ravens win it.
It's hard to see that one any other direction. Cincinnati going to Kansas City. This once was, you know, Burrow's been really good there. They called it Burrowhead. But, damn, the Bengals looked lost last week. Mahomes certainly looked great. What do you make of Bengals-Chiefs?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What I make is, and I got to tell y'all, I'm like exhausted by the overselling of Joe Burrows. Mm-hmm. I mean, we haven't seen Joe Burrows put up real numbers in like a year. And, you know, and I was so frustrated even in the preseason when they were talking about the best quarterbacks in the AFC, and I kept on seeing Burrows ahead of Lamar Jackson. And I'm like, what evidence do we have of this? Lamar Jackson just coming off of an MVP year. Lamar Jackson was plays away from leading the Ravens to the Super Bowl. And I kept on hearing Joe Burrow is a better quarterback. And again, I think we saw last week that anyone who feels that, I'm waiting for evidence and I'm waiting for data. I think that the Bengals are still oversold. I think that, you know, that I do wonder whether the Bengals are even the best team. The second best team in the AFC North. I actually think that's going to be a battle. And I think the Chiefs have already shown that they are coming back, that they're coming back ready to play this year. So, you know, I know on paper and I know in the preseason, people probably circled this game as a really good game. I'm not sure how good of a game it's going to be. I think the Chiefs win. And I think the Bengals still have a lot to prove. And frankly, Joe Burrow has a lot to prove to me.
That is strong. And, you know, there's some reason for it. I got two more for you. Bucks, Lions. Both looked really good last week.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, the Bucks look really good against the Commanders. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sold on the whole Baker Mayfield is the second coming of Drew Brees conversations that I've heard over these past couple of days. I think Baker Mayfield is fine. I think the Bengals played a good game last week. I also just think that the Lions have continued to show that there really is something special about this team. They know how to win. They know how to win games they should win. They know how to win games that they shouldn't win. And they know how to win in tough situations. And I think they showed that last week. I think the Lions may be one of these teams that continues to be a team that people are not fully bought into until they turn around and then show people why they should be paying attention to them more. I think people should pay attention to the Lions more. And I think the Lions win this one against the Bucks.
All right, last one. I think this is Monday Night Football, Gov. Falcons-Eagles, Kirk Cousins and that Achilles coming up to Philly.
Yeah, and first can I say, I remember last week, remember what I said about the Eagles last week? When I was like, listen, I'm going with the Eagles, however, I think they have real issues, and it's not necessarily in the lines, it's outside the lines. I think they have coaching issues.
Yeah.
And I think what we saw last week was that the team essentially gave up on the coach, and they made a bunch of moves in the offseason with players, but did not make moves with coaches, and that was problematic. They won last week, as I predicted, but it was ugly, as I predicted. This one, again, I think one of the things the Eagles have going for them is they're going against the Falcons, and I just think the Falcons are once again one of these teams that they just can't get right.
They might be frauds.
And I think they're gonna have a tough time getting it right against Philly. So I do not think Philly is this monster that a lot of people that they really were, frankly, 2 years ago, and a lot of people thought they were going to be last year. I still think they have some real holes, and specifically when it comes to coaching and whether or not people buy into the system. Even though they have some, they've got real players. I think, you know, putting Saquon in the backfield, you got a horse in the backfield, which is great. But I think that the Falcons are not enough to exploit the holes that I think the Eagles have. So I think the Eagles win this one.
All right. So Commanders, Ravens, Chiefs, Lions, Eagles. Gov, I know you got to run. Bonus pick, Maryland taking on the Wahoos in Charlottesville. Go Terps.
Go Terps, man. Listen, I think the Terps pull off. I mean, I'm not going to lie, though.
An official pick for your record. Don't worry.
No, but it's all good because, you know, that loss that we had last week, that should not have happened.
That stinks.
That was a bad loss. And it was a bad loss just simply because, you know, you shouldn't lose a game like that, either against the Spartans, but you also shouldn't lose a game like that. And so, I'm a big believer in our guys. I'm a big believer in locks. But we've got to play better. We've got to do more. But I do think we get a win this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Governor. I hope you get a little bit of time to enjoy the football this weekend.
Oh, you know I will.
Will we see you in Landover? Wale's playing halftime.
I know. My God, Wale's halftime. But here's the thing. They got both teams playing at the same time.
Yeah, that's tough. So I'm guessing you'll
be
in Baltimore.
Come on, what are you doing to me?
I understand.
Play the first half one place and second half the other.
You got a helicopter. You can make it work. Thank you, Governor. Always appreciate it.
All right, Gov.
Hey, I appreciate y'all so much.
Take care, brother. Right.
That is our guy, Maryland Governor Wes Moore. His picks, Commanders, Ravens, Chiefs, Lions, Eagles. Of the Eagles, I still think they have real holes when it comes to coaching. PFT commenter joins us at 11.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.